Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Let's continue through the 37th Psalm. We've looked at the first three of, I think, three verses of it, something like that. Hang on a second. What have I got here? Got a cable across the bottom of my foot on the floor here. There we go. Anyway, let's back up to the first verse because I want you just to get the feel of this and understand what's being said in this psalm. It is profound. Psalm 37, verse 1. Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Now, here's what the psalmist is telling us. He's given us instruction after instruction after instruction. He's telling us, don't fret because of the evil that you see going around. Okay, don't be envious of people. They're all going to be dealt with. They'll be like the grass, wither away. Well, what should we do? Trust in the Lord. But it's not just the kind of thing that we say, okay, I'm going to trust in the Lord. There are actions involved with this. Yes, trusting is an action. But trust in the Lord and do good. Okay, so trust in the Lord and do good. Then he says, dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. And I think for most of us, the idea behind that is, man, you know, wherever you are, wherever the Lord has got you planted right now, whatever is happening there, dwell there, live there. And there's nothing wrong with considering other options and looking at other places. I'm not saying that. But, you know, too often, as I mentioned in the last episode, too many of us live with our eyes on the other side of the fence where the grass is greener, we think. So he's saying, dwell in land and cultivate faithfulness. He continues on, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Well, now that's a verse that many, many are familiar with, right? Yeah. This is the one that people claim and state all the time. Yeah, the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. But they sort of neglect or leave out the first part of the sentence. Delight yourself in the Lord. Well, when you hear the word delight, you know, in our language, in our society, it carries a certain kind of connotation, which is actually in the Hebrew understanding right here. Okay, it has a little idea of this. The word actually means, I think one translation of that word is actually like dainty, okay, to be soft, to be delicate, to sort of pamper yourself, okay. But it really carries this idea. It means to live and spend enjoyment in. Let me see. I like this translation. To take exquisite delight in. Okay? So to take delight and to take the understanding that the Word of God will do that, will pamper you, will keep you clean. Let's see. What does Zodiac say? His use of taking delight and pleasure in God. Okay? So that really sort of begs a question in a lot of our lives. Because here's what the question is. What do we really take delight in? What really delights us? You know, what is it that moves us and that we enjoy in that way? You know, every time I see delight, I'm thinking Dairy Queen. I don't know. I think it might be because there used to be a delight kind of ice cream place around, you know. But you think along those type of physical lines. But there really is something substantive here. The Lexham translates it this way. Take pleasure in Yahweh as well, and He will give to you the request of your heart. So does that mean that I can say, okay, God, I delight in you, I delight in you, then come to Him with a list of things that you want? Well, probably not, because we see in the New Testament where it says, you know, you ask and you ask and you pray, but you ask amiss. And the reason is that you're asking for the selfish desires of your heart. I think the idea behind this is this, that if we take pleasure in Yahweh, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, what we're doing is we're placing our emotions in Him, and we are placing all that we are in Him. And being in Him in this way and delighting ourselves in Him and living in Him, we will know Him. and we will know what His desire is for us. Our hearts will be transformed. Our hearts will be conformed to His likeness. And so really what we're seeing is that the way to find out what the heart of God is for us is to delight ourselves in God. And if we do that, then He will grant all these things unto us in every way. So delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. Somebody's trying to call me. Hang on a second. I'll turn that off. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do it. So notice how He's firing all these directives, these instructions, these commands, okay? Trust in the Lord. Dwell in the land. Delight yourself in the Lord. But each one of them has something that will come of it. If you delight yourselves in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, okay? Commit your way. That's an interesting word. It means the idea of rolling away, of rolling, okay? And you say, rolling? What does that have to do with anything? Well, apparently, it means like to trust, to commit, to remove things out of the way, anything that would be in the way of trust. So commit yourself to the Lord. Trust also in Him. And note this, He will do it. Well, He will do what? Well, the next verse tells us, verse 6, the last verse of the day, listen to this. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. The Lexham translates that judgment as justice, and that's probably a better understanding with the use of the words in our vernacular today. When we think of judgment, we think we're being judged. But the idea is that the Lord will bring forth justice into your life. The Lord will bring forth righteousness into your life if you commit your way to the Lord. If you trust in Him, He will do it. The problem we have is too often we try to make things happen in and of ourselves. We try to make them occur. So just to recap, look what he says in these first few verses. Do not fret the evildoers. Don't be envious of them, folks. Trust in the Lord. Dwell in the land. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in the Lord and understand that He is the one who will bring forth your righteousness and your justice will come through Him. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you later. Goodbye.